So the CRD owns the facility, and then the city has a management contract with us to operate it, which it this is the arrangement that's been in place for decades. But in a technical way, that's how it is set up. So the city runs the facility. So when they do purchasing, like use the chiller for an example, they use the city's purchasing policy. And that purchasing policy requires that large purchases over a given level, and I don't even know what it is, but they get ratified at council. But that purchase is already in a budget and a capital plan that is approved by the Central Cariboo Joint Committee, which is the city and the CRD working together. And then it's part of a Cariboo Regional District budget that gets approved for the city to run the facility under. And it's not so much that the city pays an amount and the CRD pays an amount. There's only one taxation boundary for recreation services, and it's bigger than the city. So it's not that there are city residents and there are CRD residents. They're all part of a recreation tax, which includes the areas like 150 Mile and Wildwood and Dog Creek Road area, et cetera. We approved in the fall for the capital budget for the complex that they had a chiller project for about $700,000. Then because of all those pressures that Jeff mentioned in his memos, when we got the final quotes in, they were in excess of $830,000. And so that additional funding, we're looking at utilizing Cariboo Regional District Community Works funds. So it's not an application that we make. It's part of the gas tax sharing program that's administered by the Union of BC Municipalities and ultimately originates with the federal government as part of the gas tax sharing program they have with all the provinces. So the plan is to cover that overage is using Cariboo Regional District, because that's an area where we are separate. The CRD has Community Works gas tax funds, and the city has Community Works gas tax funds. But because the CRD owns the building, we use our gas tax funds because it's part of our carbon footprint that it gets recorded under our capital assets. So we invest CRD Community Works funds into the building. So that's how we're planning on covering the overage, the additional $130,000 there. So yes, City Council can't approve that piece. And that's kind of was the background in Jeff's memo, is the plan will be that the city will never pay for any piece of it solely themselves. It'll either be the recreation budget that pays for it, or the CRD will increase its contribution of Community Works funds to the project. We already have $350,000 of our Community Works funds supporting the chiller replacement project already, and we would just increase that amount accordingly to cover the increase.